us to Be Talking Local. Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett.
All right, welcome back in. Rutherford Issues continuing on WGNS. And time to talk to Terry Page of the Better Business Bureau. Miss Terry is coming in to talk to us about some misleading advertising products and services that Middle Tennessee consumers and businesses can do without. This is kind of a semi-annual thing now.
It is a semi-annual thing, and we really work hard with these businesses. We contact every one of them. We concerning their business practices, any unresolved customer complaints, and we work with them to discontinue the cause of the customer complaints. Mm. Sometimes that falls on deaf ears, Brian, so we have to do a media release.
Yeah, well, time and time and time again, and some of these are repeat offenders, I think, aren't they?
Some are.
Yeah, because yes. This list comes out a couple of times a year. I did get a peek of this, and by the way, we have it in our blog section of WGNSradio.com, where we have put all of this information that we're talking about here today. And we're coming up on an interesting time of weddings and things like that. There are some bridal and photography places on there. Did not see our nursery friends on there, so who knows what's going on.
I know. They're still on the most complained about businesses, though.
They're just not on the...
They're just not on there yet.
On this one here,
particularly. Not on this one.
Well, let's take these a couple at a time here, and I'll let you highlight which ones that you'd like to.
Okay, we've got Big Ron's Auto Repair, and that's at 2908 Hillhurst Drive in Nashville. Big Ron's Auto Repair takes Tennessee consumers several hundred dollars at a time by promising to do a vehicle repair, and they are not doing any work whatsoever.
Mm.
The consumers call. They're ignored when they call to find out the status. There's very, very long delays in the repair completion, and when they get there, there is no repair, and they won't refund any money. So they have an F rating, and they are just ripping people off. So
now, an F rating, that is obviously the lowest. It's an A through F, right?
It is.
A, B, C, D, F?
It is.
So they have one of the lowest ratings. Stay away from doing business here, otherwise you could have several hundred dollars more in repairs, apparently.
That's right. You take your car in, and they want it paid up front.
Mm.
So it is a prepay. So that was something you never want to do anyway.
Well, that should send up a red flag anyhow.
Absolutely. It would to me.
Before we go any further, let me ask one thing of you here about these businesses. You mentioned that they have an F rating with the Better Business Bureau. Before they're on this list, I know that efforts are made to contact the business to try to resolve the complaints, maybe time and time and time again, and then there comes a point where that's it. They have to go on this list.
When they don't work to resolve their complaints, mm-hmm. and to take care of their customers, because that's all we want and that's what we strive for, that is our mission, is an ethical marketplace.
So it's not like one phone call, Big Ron didn't answer, so we hang up and put him on the list.
Right.
That's not how it happens.
No, this is time and time again. Consumers get in touch with us. They file complaints on these businesses. We are the in-between person. We contact the business, ask them to resolve, to contact the customer, the consumer, and resolve the problem. And they just, we do it by letter. We make phone calls, and there are actually times that someone from downtown will go out.
Wow.
So, yeah. Efforts are made.
Okay, so let's continue with our misleading advertising products and services that Middle Tennessee consumers and businesses can do without. What is Prisoner's Secretary? The Prisoner's Secretary, that's pretty interesting.
That is pretty interesting. This is a company that advertises their services to prisoners via inmate websites. And there's pen pal services, magazine and book editing, letter writing. And these prisoners contact this website, let them know what they need, what they want, and they pay for that, and they are being ignored. They've lost money as well. So I heard someone today say, well, that's just poetic justice. But, you know, they're consumers too.
Well, sure.
So.
Well, and a lot of times, those who are in prison like that, who are using these services, it's their family members who are outside who are having to pay for this and getting built.
That's exactly right. And we have recently, I just heard today, we've connected that particular, the prisoner's secretary, with Handcuffs and Love. So that is a site for women that want to speak with incarcerated men. So,
wow.
Yeah.
What a world.
What a world. What a world. Just be careful out there. But all of these companies do have an F rating.
Well, if they decided to get married, or anybody else decided to get married, Angel's Bridal and Photography in Carthage has got some problems.
They do. They have brides-to-be and that order dresses, and they claim to produce custom wedding dresses. And those dresses cost upwards to $1,000, but they're arrived stuffed in boxes with used or dirty-looking lace, and some of them are none of the details that the brides requested for their dresses. I did hear that actually a whole bridal dress was stuffed into like a 12 by 18 package. Just wadded. I don't know how they even got that shipped, but one consumer said that's what hers came in, and there was no getting wrinkles out of it.
Of course not. And dirty lace and. Boy, my wife watches the show Bridezilla. Have you ever seen Bridezilla?
I have seen that.
Could
Can
you imagine?
You imagine Bridezilla with that? Oh, yeah.
And so they obviously have not responded to complaints from the BBB.
No, they have not. I think right now there's about $30,000 worth of combined complaints on them. So it is a good amount of money, and they are not doing anything to rectify the situation.
Well, something kind of stinks about this next one.
It does, and I bet it really does, Brian. TriStar Waste Systems, and they're at 41st Avenue North, Nashville, Tennessee. They have put dumpsters around at your convenience market, so on and so forth. I think actually some may be in residential that are outside of the city area. And they have just all but disappeared. The dumpsters are still there. The trash has been piling up for months. And now, with that on people's property, you have bugs and animals in it, and it is a mess. Ooh. Our files have 10 unanswered and unresolved complaints.
And that's TriStar Waste Systems. I've seen that logo on dumpsters, maybe even here in the area.
Absolutely, I have too.
So they're apparently no longer in business, or
no,
what?
We have been unable to. It looks like they have just disappeared.
Well, their phone has been disconnected.
Yes.
So that's a mess for the consumers to clean up.
It is a mess for the consumer, for the small business. And I'm sure that, it probably violates some city ordinance.
What about in-ear systems? They make some custom in-ear monitoring systems and accessories to go along with that. What do you know about that company that's on this list?
They are located in Mount Juliet. We've actually talked about them before. They have consumers pay up front for custom-made monitors, which they never receive, and repeated requests for assistance from the company falls on deaf ears.
Yeah.
Play on words. Yeah. But they were accredited with the Better Business Bureau, and their accreditation status was revoked for failing to resolve customer complaints. Our files currently have more than 95 customer complaints, and 62 of those are still waiting for their ear monitoring system or a refund. So you do not want to do business with these people.
And I guess all of these businesses, except maybe TriStar Waste Systems, are still out there soliciting customers?
Yes,
okay,
they are. And this one is, the in-ear system is done via website.
Okay.
So,
in-earsystems.com mm-hmm. is their website address. Let's see. What about MagLife?
MagLife, that's door-to-door subscription sales. Customers pay for it up front, and they never receive the publications months down the road, and the company cannot be contacted for any assistance. The local address that they provide to consumers is a vacant building. So take the money and run.
How do people do that?
I have no idea, Brian.
So MagLife, like magazine, maglifeonline.com. Steer clear of that subscription service.
Absolutely.
Richards Paving out of Madison Paving Company, they're on the list too.
They're on the list. They come in, repave driveways, and within just a few weeks to months, you have service issues, grass growing up between the cracks, it's turned to gravel, you have uneven and sinking areas, and there is just a huge lack of response for requests. I think this particular business has like some 30,000, around 30-something thousand in complaints also. So,
wow, 30,000?
That's a lot.
Ooh, yes it is.
And they're located in Madison, Tennessee.
Okay. We've got one more, and it kind of goes with our bridal theme, I guess.
It does. It is another one. It's Bridals and Formals by RJ. These people, they advertise a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Yes.
Yeah, that's funny.
It is funny. They have 22 unanswered complaints, and these are from people that's ordered from the company website. They are not issuing refunds, and dresses are not coming in. A lot of this has been high school proms and dances, that type of thing. So just beware. It's very good to go online at gobbb.org. Check a business out before you give them your hard-earned money. Know how long they've been in business, who owns them, how they treat their customers, and take care of them if there is a problem. Or you can call the office, 867-0032.
Now, 100% satisfaction. I just can't get over that. There are 22 unanswered complaints, and those are complaints that are filed with the Better Business Bureau.
Yes.
That, to me, would lead one to believe that there are many more that are just unhappy that just
haven't filed a complaint,
have gone on. Because it takes, I don't know if you're like me, but, you know, if you buy something, it doesn't cost a lot maybe, and you're not satisfied, you may or may not take it back. It depends on the effort. If you're not happy or satisfied, you may just go somewhere else to get something
right.
similar. But still, you're not satisfied.
That's right.
It takes a lot. It would take a lot for me to file a complaint with the Better Business Bureau. I would have to be really, really unhappy.
Would you really? I'd take care of that for you, Brian.
Well, you know, if a lot of times businesses who want to do the right thing, you go in and you say that you're unhappy about something, and they're going to try
to
fix
exactly
it.
That's exactly right. They do the ethical thing. They want to take care of their customers. They know that's their bread and butter. And they really bend over backwards to do that.
I guess the right way to say that was, you know, it would take a lot and to get to the point to file a complaint with the
right.
Better Business Bureau.
I understand.
So it's very, so to me, if you've got 22 complaints, that's worthy of being on this list, I guess.
It is worthy of being on that list. And if anyone has had any dealings with these companies and have not filed a complaint, mm-hmm. and are just waiting on product or information or refund, I do urge you to go to our website and do that.
You know, you and I talked about a business, maybe it was the last time, back in the summer when we did this list, and there was a Murfreesboro business or a business that we had some contact with that person.
Yes, we did. And that person is now facing sentencing in a fraud.
Wow.
I've got that information for our board meeting. So.
Oh, cool.
So
I look forward to that. That's coming up soon.
Yeah, we just got a letter from the Department of Justice. So
justice will be served.
That justice usually is served.
Awesome. Want to remind folks, Shred Day coming up soon after
April
Tax Day.
April the 21st.
Okay. Tax Day is the 21st, or Tax Day is the 17th. It's
right.
A Tuesday, so the next Saturday. Okay.
And we don't have a limit on boxes. We'll shred it right on spot. It's at Lowe's, Old Fort Parkway. And we welcome everybody to bring. It's free. We'll unload it for you. We'll shred it for you. And I'll probably have information bags and consumer resource books. So please come out and see us, 9 to 12.
And that's April the 21st.
April
Saturday.
The 21st on a Saturday.
At Lowe's.
At Lowe's.
All right. So we've talked about a lot. I always like to give give you the opportunity to tell folks how they can get in touch with you. Maybe they've been down this road like we were just talking about a moment ago, have tried to deal with a business to get their complaint on a product or service heard, they haven't, and feel like they're at their wit's end. There is another avenue.
There is another avenue. You can call me, and I'd prefer that you did before you did file a complaint. Maybe I could call the business for you, and you can reach me at 615-867-0032.
Terry can come in with her name tag, and you never know. Sometimes that's a deterrent enough.
Usually I just make a phone call, and most businesses do want to do the right thing, and they want to work with them.
Well, very good.
They want happy campers, happy customers.
Happy customers. GoBBB.org is the website, too.
Please check everybody out.
Miss Terry, we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
I'll be here.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you, Brian.
Terry Page joining us, the local branch manager of the Better Business Bureau on WGNS.
Rutherford Issues on the Good Neighbor Network. WGNS, FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450 and TV 11.